Shane McElhattan is here again with It Says in the Papers.
As you've been hearing on the programme, the aftermath of the deadly floods in Spain continue to command media attention. The Irish Times and the Independent front pages feature photographs of the extraordinary scenes at the weekend in the devastated town of Paiporta near Valencia. A visit by the royal couple in a bid to show solidarity went badly wrong when furious citizens pelted them with mud. Many of the papers report on how King Felipe and Queen Letizia had to be protected from their own enraged subjects, who chanted "asesinos" or "murderers." The Mail has a close-up photograph of Queen Letizia after she was hit in the face with a clod of earth. She has made no effort to wipe the mud away. The alleged assault of Greens leader Roderick O'Gorman on Saturday gets widespread coverage. The Examiner says the incident is alleged to have occurred on a doorstep in Blanchardstown in Dublin while the minister was canvassing. The paper quotes Mr. O'Gorman as describing it as an alarming incident with one individual. As you heard in the bulletin, a man arrested by Gardaí following the alleged assault is due to appear in court today in connection with the incident. Mr. O'Gorman's canvass was part of the build-up to the upcoming general election, widely expected to be called this week and to be held before the month is out. As expectations of that announcement grow, so the number of election-related stories in the newspapers increases. Most of the papers cover what the Mirror is describing as the first shot in the phony election war. That's Taoiseach Micheál Martin's response to reports that Fine Gael sources are describing him as tetchy and grumpy. In terms of policy platforms, the Independent leads with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil making competing bids for the so-called grey vote. Philip Ryan reports Fine Gael is committed to increasing the state pension to €350 a week, while Fianna Fáil is expected to promise a €12 a week increase every year if it is returned to government. And there's no avoiding the biggest election story as the US presidential election campaign enters its final hours. Nerves are on edge as the papers report the candidates are making their final pitches as the race goes down to the wire. The Mirror reports fears that America could descend into violence as Donald Trump ramps up his claims that the election has already been rigged against him. The paper reports final polling showing Kamala Harris building momentum in the critical states of North Carolina and Georgia, while Donald Trump is eating into her lead in Pennsylvania and is leading in Arizona. The tributes paid to the slain Irish soldier Private Sean Rooney by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres feature in most of the papers. Private Rooney was killed in Lebanon in 2022 when his convoy was attacked in a Hezbollah-controlled area of South Lebanon. The Star reports how Mr. Guterres told Private Rooney's family that despite sustaining mortal wounds, he almost certainly saved the lives of three comrades by driving his jeep away from the attackers. But the Sun newspaper is looking past the fine words. Its editorial says the UN has essentially blocked Private Rooney's inquest by refusing to release crucial reports relating to his death. Finally, in a short letter to the Irish Times, Neville Scargill from Bray in County Wicklow sympathises with the crowds of people who showed up on Dublin's O'Connell Street on Halloween for a parade that never happened. He's not surprised, given how there have been lots of promises and false dawns for the capital's thoroughfare, and nothing has ever turned up.